Good morning, Carolinas. You're listening to Carolina Focus on News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT, Mix 107.9, and 92.7 Sports Radio WFNZ. Also available as a podcast anytime. Go to WBT.com, scroll down to the weekend shows. Carolina Focus is there for you. Now, Carolina Focus is your public affairs show. It's a combination of original interviews and choice. Yes, choice encore segments from the past week, along with Sharon Thorsland. I'm Ed Billick. Here on this last Sunday in June, let's get started. Summer travel, take it away, Sharon.
Well, good morning, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us here on Carolina Focus. I'm Sharon Thorsland. Well, summertime is officially here, and that means summer travel. And this summer, certainly looking to be a record travel season. We've got school out, families planning trips, people set for adventures. And after the last 2 years of travel limitations, the demand and prices, unfortunately, for travel are high. So how can you plan a summer vacation at a price you can afford? Well, we've got the perfect person joining us this morning to tell us exactly what you need to do. Travel expert Davy Sutton joining us now with her tips and insights from Priceline. Welcome to the show, Davy.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, here in the Carolinas, you know, a lot of people head to the mountains. Some people head to the beaches. We've got the cities like Asheville, Charleston, Charlotte, but what are you seeing as the top summer travel trends? Where are people going?
Yeah, you know, your neck of the woods was really popular the past couple of years because of the outdoor and open spaces. But this summer, big cities are back. So that's the number one trend we're seeing. People are ready to socialize, put on those dresses, those heels, those suits, and go see people. And big cities are the perfect place for that because they have the culture, the entertainment, the dining experiences. And some of the top, the most popular destinations domestically are Las Vegas, or New York City, Chicago, Orlando, and Seattle. And then internationally, Americans have been really interested in going to Europe. That's been a hot spot. But and the town, the city trend is also aligning with London, Paris, and Rome topping the most popular list. And because you remember, during the pandemic, international travel was really focused on destinations like Mexico, Canada, and the Caribbean because they were easier to get to. But now everybody is ready to go and meet other people and make new friends.
Okay. Well, that's certainly, I know, sounds like a lot of fun from my end. Speaking of the COVID situation, and that sort of put a damper on everything for such a long time, are there COVID restrictions now that people need to be aware of in terms of travel, or has that pretty much all been lifted?
So you really do have to research the destination that you're traveling to. And the best place to do that is on the tourism board's website for that destination. So although we know restrictions have loosened here domestically and many parts in overseas, that's why Europe has been popular because a lot of their restrictions have loosened as well. There are still many destinations that will require tests going in. But the good news is last week we learned that the U.S. government, returning to the U.S., and Americans do not have to take a COVID test to return. So that is a big restriction that has been lifted.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned that cities are the popular place to go this summer. Are there some cities with better deals than others, depending on where you go?
Yeah, you know, it really does depend day to day, but on average, we're finding that you can find hotels around $225 a night in some of the cities that I listed, like the major popular destinations. But I would encourage you to go to Priceline.com because they always have deals all the time, especially when it comes to hotels. You can use their express deals feature, which means that you can select exactly where you want to stay, a 4-star, 5-star, or even 3-star. You want breakfast, you want a hotel, you can pick all of those things. And then when you check out, then it's revealed what hotel you have. And that's how you get the savings.
Okay. What about all-inclusive vacations? I know a lot of people like to just book one thing and then get there and they're done with it all. What about all-inclusive vacations? Are those something that's popular this summer as well?
They are, because it's making people do less planning. And the other idea that aligns with that is bundling segments of your trip together, like your flight and your hotel, or your hotel and your rental car, because that allows you to potentially save hundreds of dollars. And you can do that easily on Priceline.
Now, what kind of tips do you have for our listeners on how to save and find deals on summer travel?
So Priceline is actually kicking off their 2-week summer sale with discounts on thousands of hotels and coupons ranging from $20 to $100 off. So the time is now. If you are thinking about booking those last minute deals, you still can find those deals. And then Priceline also has a great rewards program called Priceline VIP. It's free to join. And once you sign up, you start saving immediately. So you book a trip and then you get an instant discount. And then also you get a coupon after each completed trip for even more savings. On average, VIP members' savings are 50% higher than non-members when booking hotels. And then Priceline recently announced an additional benefit of the program called VIP Family, which helps you unlock savings 3 times faster. So how it works is you and up to 2 other members can create a VIP family together. And then when any of you complete a trip, your totals are pooled together and it helps you gain higher status and you unlock benefits faster. So each member, they keep their own private account, but the new feature allows up to 3 users to accumulate status by creating a VIP family. So basically the more you book, the more you save.
Wow. That sounds like a pretty good deal. So with using Priceline like that, I mean, clearly it seems like that's just such a benefit for travelers to be able to get everything all in one place instead of having to look around here for airline, here for hotel, things like that. How long has Priceline been around and what makes it so beneficial for travelers?
Well, we know Priceline has been around for ages, and the goal for Priceline is to be the one-stop shop with deals across hotels, flights, and rental cars, cruises, packages, making it easy to find a trip for the price that you actually can afford within your budget. So that is their main mission. And, you know, like we talked about bundling saving, you're going to, on average, you save about $240. They have many different alleys that you could take on the website that you can curate a trip that suits your personal travel goals and that is best for your family.
Now we've got July 4th, obviously a huge travel weekend and week coming up. How important is it to get things booked quickly for July 4th? And do you see, is that going to be probably the biggest travel week of the summer?
Well, we're already beating record levels, the pre-pandemic record levels for travel. And if you, like I mentioned, the most expensive thing that's going to be on your travel list is because of fuel prices, it's going to be flights. And even for if you decide to rent a car or take a road trip, you're going to be paying a little more than you might be used to. So the strategy you should take is to, if you see a deal, book it immediately. If you have a place on your list that you want to go for, that you need to go via air travel, book it as soon as possible. Do not expect to hold out for the price to drop because that's not the expectation within the industry.
Okay. Now, I know that travel insurance, people used to sort of say, oh, I don't need travel insurance, but I think maybe with the COVID pandemic that made people rethink that. Do you recommend that people get travel insurance for any trips they might be taking this summer or beyond?
Absolutely, because beyond the complexity of the pandemic, we're seeing the surge of travel is complicating things with flight cancellations. There's also the shortages in staff and planes. And so you want to be able to cover yourself, not just for the inconvenience, but for your budget as well. So you still may not want to travel if you know, people are still getting the virus. So they're still maybe sick and they want to cancel at the last minute. And then something might happen when you're on the trip. So it is always a good idea to get travel insurance, and it's more affordable than what many people may think. It's only averages about 5 to 7% of your total trip costs.
Wow. Okay. So if you had one main tip to give our listeners today in terms of summer travel and planning their vacations, what's the number one tip you have to give everyone?
You know, I gave you my number one tip, and that is to be flexible because, you know, and I'm going to reiterate this. We should rethink our approach to travel seriously because a lot of us have wish lists and bucket lists and destinations that we want to go to, but everybody may be wanting to go to the same place at the same time. What you can do is try to book what's actually on sale. And if it's on sale, it may not be something that's been on your wish list, but you'll definitely have a great time getting away, because we all are in need of a vacation after everything we've been through the past few years.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned some of the top travel cities and places people want to go this summer. And then you're also saying, hey, let's be flexible. Do you have some ideas or some tips on what are some of the cities or places maybe that haven't been as popular that might be a better deal, where people might be able to find a good deal on a vacation this summer? Any particular places?
Well, what you can consider is going to second cities. So those are the cities right next to the big cities. Okay. And oftentimes they offer the same kind of things that you're looking for the big city, right? So if we talked about New York City, but maybe you can go to one of the cities in New Jersey, you're going to get the restaurants and the dining experiences. You're going to get the nightlife if you're into that. You're going to get the day life if you're into that. So second cities or drive-through towns often offer the same kind of things that you're looking for your vacation. Sometimes they're often cheaper, but also you can avoid a lot of the crowds as well.
Okay, excellent. Well, if people would like more information on all of these travel tips, where can they find more information?
Yeah, for more information on VIP family, visit priceline.com/VIP.
Excellent. Davey, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us all of these great travel tips.
Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with Davey Sutton. She is a travel expert with Priceline. Everybody stay with us. We've got a lot more coming up here on Carolina Focus. Well, we're talking summer travel, and now we're going to focus a little bit more on Charlotte and where are people in our area headed? What kind of trips are they taking? What are they doing this summer? And joining me now is Ronnie Fishkin. She is the Director of Marketing for Man Travels. Ronnie, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
Now, let's start off with talking about what's the most popular trip you're booking this summer? Where are people headed from the Charlotte area?
Oh, that's a very long list. So we see everything from really big bucket list trips being booked right now. And that could mean Alaska. It could mean Africa. It could mean that, you know, whatever your dream vacation that you had to put on hold for 2 years, people want to do that. We're so lucky in this area that we have really good access to the Caribbean. Almost every island can be flown to nonstop. So we see a lot of Caribbean, a lot of all-inclusives being booked. Cruising is coming back. Cruising is a very good value right now. So when people look at comparisons in terms of the price points with a land vacation versus a cruise vacation, very often it weighs in the side of the cruise vacation, and we're seeing that really soar in popularity. And the other thing is that we can drive to so many ports from Charlotte, and we all know how many problems people are having at some airports. And so that's a great destination for people to be able to drive and then get on a cruise vacation. Finally, I would say Europe is coming back in popularity, almost all international, I would say, now that we know we don't have to get tested to come back to the U.S. All of a sudden, the floodgates have opened for international travel.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that with the COVID restrictions. It seems pretty much everything has been lifted at this point. So is that just making things a little bit more back to normal in terms of being able to travel internationally and here in the United States?
So that big headline that you don't have to have a negative test to come back to the States, that is really, you know, the best news possible. However, there are still lots of COVID protocols, and I, you know, I call them some hoops to jump through for travelers. There are still places that you have to test negative to go. There are still, most cruise lines still are requiring adults to be vaccinated. There are still COVID protocols in different countries that you have to pay attention to because they keep changing.
Okay. How do people find out the exact information about that before they're about to get on a trip?
Well, in my world, we hope they will talk to a travel professional. But if you're on your own, you need to go online and check the CDC website, check the websites of the country you're going to, check with your tour operator or your airline. There's lots of ways to find that information. But once you check it, I wouldn't assume It's going to stay that way every day. Check before you leave again.
Okay. Now, you were mentioning that cruising is one of the best values out there right now. What are some of the other really good deals? I know that it's sort of late in the game to start planning summer travel, but are there some last-minute getaways, things like that? Or you mentioned the cruising, like I said, already. What are some of the really good values and deals that might be out there right now for people from our area who want to get away?
So, you know, when you say good deals, I always hesitate because the truth is, and anybody who's looked at travel in the last few months knows that the cost of travel has gone up. Mm-hmm. Airline costs are really have increased, and so have hotels. And it's, you know, so I hesitate when I say great deal because it means different. Plan ahead. That's really the, and I know that sounds cliched, but the best deals are going to be for future travel. So while it might seem weird to people, think about next year's spring break. Think about next year's summer. While you're planning this year, think about next year as well. And if you can get that on the calendar and put a deposit down that's refundable, that's protected, you're going to get the best deal. If you still want to travel in the next few months, I would suggest considering places that maybe are not as popular in the summer months. Maybe that means going to the Southwest. You know, if you can stand the heat, maybe you can find some great deals in Arizona or Palm Springs or maybe Southern California. But we, you know, anyone who's looked at airfares in the last few weeks knows it's really hard to get a very discounted price to go anywhere.
Speaking of air travel, I know people have heard about just the absolute headaches that seem to be nonstop. I just heard this morning that 6,500 flights were canceled or delayed yesterday because of whatever reasons going on with the airlines right now. What is causing all of these headaches and what kind of recourse do people have?
That's a great question. And trust me, in our offices, we wish we had some way to help people manage this extremely stressful situation. It's heartbreaking to hear about people who either miss a family celebration like a wedding or miss their cruise departure because their flights have been canceled and the airlines don't have a lot of good answers. They're talking about mostly labor shortages, pilot shortages, and then crew expirations, you know, on their hours they're allowed to work. And so I think it's no different than the rest of the world dealing with some staffing shortages, but it doesn't help when you're the one standing with your family of five, you know, stranded in an airport. You can't go where you wanted to go or you can't get home, and it's tough. So a couple of things. Charlotte, we're lucky. We live in a place where there's lots of fabulous drive to destinations. We have wonderful resorts, beach resorts to the south in the Charleston and Savannah area. We've got Amelia Island in Florida. You can drive north to Washington, D.C., Virginia. So many great drive to locations. In fact, you can drive to, like we said before, a cruise port as well. So that's one thing. I also would recommend not booking the latest flight out because if you get canceled, you have less of a chance to be able to be rebooked that day. Okay. So pick that first flight out, even if it means you've got to set your alarm for 4 a.m. and get to the airport at 6. You know, that's a little bit of pain for a lot of less pain later.
Okay.
We're also recommending that people, if they can afford the time and cost to go somewhere a day or two early, earlier than they thought they had to be there. Again, if it's a family celebration, come in the day before. Give yourself that padding on both sides of your trip so that you're not left completely at a loss to do what you wanted to do. And sometimes that's not possible for people. They either don't have the time off or they can't afford the extra hotel nights. It's a very tough situation. Another cliche, pack your patients and get to the airport early. So we used to need to get to the airport early, an hour or two before a flight. I would say, you know, throw some sandwiches in a bag and get to the airport earlier. Okay. And give yourself less stress getting through those TSA lines that are longer than usual. Mm-hmm. And if your flight is canceled, you're there earlier than most everybody else to try and recoup and figure out your next plan.
Okay. Now, I know that in the past, maybe people didn't really take advantage of travel insurance. It seems like with all of the issues out there these days, especially with flights, issues. Is that something that you would recommend that people get that travel insurance, even though it seems like, man, maybe you're never going to use it?
I'm so glad you brought that up. I usually mention that right off the top. Yes, we really hesitate to book travel without insurance these days. I think everybody learned a big lesson during the pandemic, or maybe back in 2020 when things were booked and then had to be canceled. I will say that there is a warning in that. There's no one size fits all when it comes to travel insurance. And you have to really make sure that your insurance is covering what's important to you. So, for example, not all insurance covers pre-departure. Okay. So if you think, well, what if something happens to me on the way to the airport? And it could be something small, like a little fender bender, and you don't make your flight. You're not covered unless you have what's called pre-departure coverage.
Oh, wow.
So just make sure you read the fine print. There is a huge range of travel and what you can stand to lose. People spend their hard-earned dollars on travel, and sometimes it's hard to swallow to spend that little bit more on insurance. Mm-hmm. But I really think you wouldn't buy anything of that magnitude without insurance, and travel is no different. Really protect yourself. If things get canceled, we're hearing about luggage getting lost now more often than we used to. If your luggage gets lost, are you covered for that? Ask those kinds of questions and make sure you're covered for what's important to you.
Okay. Now, we were talking about the headaches with flights and air travel. I know that car travel, we've obviously got the extremely high gas prices right now. And I know my family, we've planned a trip later this summer, and I was trying to find a rental car, and it's almost impossible. I mean, unless you want a little teeny tiny rental car, the rental cars are just hardly out there either. It seemed like the prices are so high. Are we seeing problems on the roads as well as in the air with travel this summer?
So rental cars are another pain point for everyone who wants to travel. A lot of the rental cars back in 2020 sold off some of their fleet to recoup some losses, and they haven't been able to build up their supply again. So again, plus the surge in demand and more cars needed, and there you have, you know, a perfect storm for not having so many rental cars. So you're, like you said, you'll either get a tiny car or you'll get one that's, you know, thousands of dollars a day.
Yeah.
So there's no easy answer for that as well. I know there are some companies out there that are starting to pop up that are car rental, that are car sharing kind of things. If you're going to a city, you can, you know, borrow, I guess, someone's car for a little while and pay for that. I don't know that those are completely vetted, but desperate times, you know, require desperate measures, I guess. The other thing we're recommending is, you know, if you're going to a city, if you're taking a summer city vacation, use public transportation. Get on the buses, get on the subways, really live like a local and try and avoid having to rent a car, because if you can, you'll really save a lot of money.
You're giving us some great advice. And I know that a lot of people think, oh, I can plan my own travel. I can get on, you know, Travelocity and Expedia and whatever. What does a travel professional like yourself bring to people trying to plan a vacation, especially one going out of the country?
I appreciate the question, and that could be like a whole nother topic we could talk about for a long time. But I think in our post-COVID world, I think a lot of people now see the benefit of having an advocate because of all the potential problems you could get. So I don't want to pose it as only a troubleshooter, because that puts a negative spin on travel. And obviously, we want travel to be perfect and, you know, trouble-free. And most of the time it is. But in that 1% chance that something goes wrong, you, if you used a travel advisor or a professional, you have recourse. Okay. You have someone on your side to walk you through how to get you either thing. So good benefits, but right now in the current post-COVID and crazy airline situation, it's really having someone to help you navigate some of the tough spots. If we were to talk in a different time, and we would talk more about someone who's an expert in those destinations, someone who has access to amenities and privileges that you can't get on your own. So okay. If you booked a hotel on your own, they would be happy to book your room and they'd be thrilled and they would welcome you. But if we book it, because we give them so much business, they're going to give us the upgrade, the extra amenity, the free breakfast to be able to turn over to our clients. Oh, and wow. So we often have access to things the general public doesn't have.
Okay.
All the time, you know, the time and energy you spend. We love when people do their own research, because everybody loves that. You know, looking forward to a vacation and planning it is part of the fun. We don't want to take that away. When it comes time to hitting that, like, you know, purchase button, make sure you have someone checking the fine print and helping you out, you know, do it properly.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't realize that you could get all those kind of perks and benefits by dealing with a travel agent as opposed to trying to do it on your own. That's some pretty good advice right there.
Absolutely. We get a lot of exclusive offers because of our buying power that they just don't give to the direct buyer.
Okay. So what is the, if you could give people one piece of advice who want to still travel this summer or into the fall, what's the best advice you could give people right now who are trying to plan a vacation?
So I've been traveling a lot, so I would never tell people not to do it, even though there's some stress involved, because I think the benefits outweigh the negative. So I would say just plan well. Remember that there might be some stress and some anxious moments. Give yourself plenty of time. Maybe not pack in everything you wanted to do, but maybe take it slower, because you will hit some either time constraints or delays, but go out there. We've missed traveling in the last few years and there's nothing like it. So plan it and just plan it smart and do it smartly.
Wow. Now, if people listening to this say, hey, you know what? I'd like to talk more to Ronnie about my future travels. How can they find you guys over at Man? How's the best way to get a hold of you folks over there?
Of course. So Man Travels, we have 7-8 offices in the Carolinas, but they can look up mantravels.com and find the office that's nearest them, or they can always reach out to me. I'm happy to connect them to the most appropriate travel advisor for what they want to do, what their budget is, what their likes and dislikes are. I'm happy to do that for people. Or email vacations@mantravels.com and we will connect you to someone to help your planning. We'd love that.
Okay. And that's Man, M-A-N-N, right? Two N's.
It is. Thank you. Man, okay. Two N's and Travels with an S.
Okay, perfect. Well, that sounds awesome. Ronnie, you've given us some great advice and insights into the travel world for this summer. I appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much for being here today.
Sharon, thanks for having me. It's been fun.
Summer travel. Just got to be careful of those delays at the airports or canceled flights. Hey, coming up after the break, we're going to hear from Sanger Heart Clinic at Atrium Health, 700 heart transplants. An amazing feat. Stay tuned right here on Carolina Focus.